reality. Exactly what does this word mean? It all depends on the beholder. For me, it's life outside the lines of confinement, flying wherever my mind takes me. Truth, no matter how hard it bites, the gears behind the clock, witnessing my daughter's birth, standing in the rain without an umbrella. So how real are you? Self-examination always seems to be one of the hardest things to do in life. Most spend their lives with outstretched fingers pointing their way through existence. I stand in front of the mirror. The truth in my eyes forces me to make changes. The choices we make, the people within our circles are reflections of the lives we live. This is the story we seldom hear, the darker side of yourself, coping with the imperfections. If you haven't cried, then how can you say that you've lived? You must walk the earth before you reach the heavens, and we never know our strength until we have to rebuild from the ashes. We are magnets, drawing exactly what we ask for. If you don't like the answer, try changing the question. Since our time here is limited, I suggest hurdling the obstacles away from the pre-programmed input, past what our parents know, closer to the person we need to be. I am here to change lives. Sharing what I've learned, live, brings me, us, closer to a better tomorrow. I have no particular style of writing. What you see, read, hear is my attempt to change the world through creative expression. This is the sound of a woken man. Everything visibly clear despite the haze. Walking in straight lines no longer. For the righteous distance between two points is meaningful existence. This is the sound of my voice reaching out to you. Can you feel me? Do you even care?